To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
Is your hair lacking luster, shine, and manageability like we see on all the commercials, right, David? I mean, they obviously are using some kind of special lighting, let me tell you. But let's have normal hair. Let's have beautiful hair. You don't have to look like a movie star, but we all want lovely hair, don't we, David?
We do. We do. It helps you look younger and feel more confident about yourself.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I put a hair mask on last night. It's got Moroccan oil I love it. I haven't rinsed it out yet, so I have to apologize. It's going a little crazy, but it makes, honestly, like I'll leave it in for like a day and a half and then I wash it out and my hair feels amazing. I just absolutely love Moroccan oil. David, what are some other things we can do? Because boy, women especially, we put our hair through so much.
Well, you're about to wash your hair to wash this oil out. So I'm going to give you one of the greatest tips that a lot of the famous hairstylists do for all these celebrities and models. Here's a trick that most people have never heard of, and you're going to laugh. Are you ready? You sitting down?
Yes, I'm sitting down.
Go. As I look at you, we're both sitting here. I meant for the listeners. Go to your refrigerator. Get a box of the baking soda, the Arm & Hammer baking soda. Okay. Take it into the shower, well, not the whole box, but pour a little in the palm of your hand and put an equal amount of shampoo. Mix the two together and shampoo your hair as normal. This is hysterical. It will then, what it's going to do is clarify your hair and remove the buildup of styling aids. You could do this once or twice a week. It will not interfere with chemically treated hair. So if you get your hair colored or have any other treatments, this is safe for it. What it is going to do is going to work with the hair cuticle. It's going to help restore shine, remove the buildup, and all of a sudden you're going to have more bounce, more sheen, more flexibility, more manageability just after the first shampoo. And this is what a lot of the famous hairstylists do, and I'm whispering it like they can't hear me. If they're tuned in, they're hearing us. Let me whisper that. So all of a sudden, you're going to see a difference to your hair. And that's what a lot of them do. So when you leave, you see this phenomenal hairstyle, but that is one of the tricks they do.
All right. So how often should you clarify? Because for me, my hair is really, it's naturally coarse. It's naturally dry. I don't even blow dry it. I maybe flat iron it once every few days and that's it. So I only want to clarify once in a while. So talk to us about that. It seems like if you have oily hair, you'd want to do it more, right?
It's not just that, but do you use any styling aids at all? Mm-hmm. I mean, you shook your head.
Yeah, I use
you
the flat
shake
iron.
Your head like the listeners can see you. This is radio.
Sorry. Oh, that's right. Okay. Yes, I use a flat iron, but I don't use a blow dryer. So
okay, but styling aids, I'm going to talk about a styling gel, a hairspray, or a volumizer, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, but those build up. Even when we shampoo our hair, there's still a small amount that remains in the hair cuticle. On your scalp, let's face it, if your scalp, the pores get clogged up, you're actually going to stop new hair follicles from growing, and you can actually cause thinning of hair. So you want to unleash all that. You want to get rid of it and clarify. So I'm going to answer your question once or twice a week, every week.
Okay, great. I love that. Okay. I love that unleashing. Unleash your hair. I like that. Sexy.
Well, give you one other. You said you don't blow dry your hair. I do. I've got extremely thin hair. And the reason you can't, well, you may notice it, but I'd like to think I hide it a little. Before you blow dry your hair is spray the roots with a volumizing spray. And if you're on the go and just have a hairspray, just a dab of it real quick, but more at the root level. So as I'm blow drying and combing out, I'm spreading it through. And from the root side, I'm able to style it a little bit better and get the volume. Putting on the ends isn't going to do anything. You want to get the volume at the lower layers where the roots are. So,
well, see, I have the opposite problem. I have too much hair. It's too thick. It's too wavy. I do everything I can to flatten it. I use lots of heavy conditioners, lots of heavy oils. So it's interesting, right? It really depends on, I mean, it really does come down to your hair type. Like I put a whole palm full of Moroccan oil right in my hair. You'd think it'd be greasy. It absorbs it up and it leaves it totally shiny and soft. It's crazy. Good stuff.
I tell you, part of it is your diet. It makes a big difference in our hair.
Yes.
And so to have a healthy, shiny head of hair, you want to make sure you eat foods that are rich in vitamins, proteins, you know, eggs, fish, salmon. You and I talk about whole grain cereals, breads, dark green vegetables. Basically, anything with an omega-3 rich diet is what I love to suggest.
Exactly.
So we want to restore.
Take the flaxseed oil.
Yes.
Take the flaxseed oil.
Well, and you and incorporate your diet. Some of us don't want to take the gel caps, and so make sure to incorporate it in your diet. Sprinkle on a salad, dump a drop or two in your next shake or smoothie. You know, these are just you'd be surprised how much the diet is going to affect even your hairstyle or your hair, the shape of your hair. Another one is, you mentioned you don't blow dry your hair often, and so first of all, hair dryers, no matter what their power, Consumer Reports even did a study on this. They all dry the hair about the same. So there's no reason to waste money on these high-powered dryers. What I'm find, or what we have found, is use a lower power and less heat, because that way you're not damaging the hair as much. And the greatest thing you could do is even towel dry it or blow dry your hair at the end of getting, you know, I'm not going to say fully dressed, but as you get out of the tub, do some of your whatever rituals are before you blow dry it, so your hair is naturally dried a little bit. The less time under the heating element, or the less time with a hair dryer, the better for your hair, of course.
Yeah, that's true. Now, David, I've seen some commercials for some new products that you're supposed to put on before you do any heat treatments, like blow drying or curling irons or flat irons. Have you seen that? Do you know anything about
those? I do. And some of them are designed, some are dimethicone or cyclomethicone based, which I like to avoid wherever possible. For the hair, I'll get away with it. I like your Moroccan oil a little bit better. What I'm doing, in that case, all you're doing is protecting the hair follicle. You're coating it, if you will, and just trying to protect it a little from some of the damage. I'll tell you one.
What was that big fancy word you used? Sorry, didn't it?
Dimethica. Well, see, okay, as a chemical, as a chemical geek, they're normal words for me, and I ramble them off like everybody knows. Dimethicone. It's a synthetic ingredient. You can find it in most hair care products. You can find it in skincare products, and I like to avoid them. It is occlusive, meaning it doesn't allow things to breathe, and so getting that on your scalp, it may be okay on a hair follicle that's dead hair, but on your scalp or at the roots where your hair is growing, I don't like things like that, and it's not a chemical I want to have in my skincare diet, if you will. So I like the natural oils. Your Moroccan oil is a great one. The other I was going to mention to you is, I got to tell you, being in Florida, it's warm down here. Well, I say that. It's freezing some days. It gets into the 70s. but we do a lot of swimming. And I'm going to tell you, summer's right around the corner. So as we start getting a couple days of nice, warm weather wherever we are in the country, a lot of people go swimming in pools and they have chlorine, especially if you go to the public pools up north. A lot of people seem to go to the public pool or the clubs. Okay. And so your hair gets saturated with the chlorine. Do enough of it, and you have that green chlorine hair that we've all seen. So the greatest trick you could do, rinse off in that shower right at the pool. You may be clean, and they're trying to get you to get to clean off before you get in the pool because they don't want to have to clean the pool. But the reality, here's what you're doing for yourself. Your hair is going to absorb that water or moisture. So when you jump in the pool, you don't want to dry your hair. Your hair is already saturated with water. So there's not much room for it to really absorb the chlorine water from the pool. So saturate your hair first, leave it wet when you get in, because you're now taking its place. If you get in with dry hair, it has a lot more room to absorb the chlorine water.
Well, let me tell you what I used to do, because I swam in college. I would wet my hair, I would put a deep conditioner on, and I would put on like a really tight swim cap. So my head would basically be getting deep conditioning while I was swimming, and my head would warm up while I was working out, and it would be great. It protected my hair. It was an extra layer of protection plus a deep conditioning.
Great idea, but I'm sure nobody was on the side laughing. I'm just getting this picture in my head.
Stop it. I look adorable in a swim cap, David.
I'm sure
Brings
you
out
do.
My green eyes.
You can pull it off. I couldn't.
All right. Well, not everyone has the beautiful weather that you have in Florida. So let's talk about saying goodbye to those dry winter strands. How about this wonderful do-it-yourself hair protein smoothie. Tell us quickly
real quick. Take a couple tablespoons of soy protein powder, mix it with a cup of milk or even some of the almond milk, a little bit of fresh fruit. Mix it up, apply it to the hair like a mask, let it sit for 10 minutes, and rinse it out with a shampoo. Your hair will absorb the protein, so your scalp, and you'll have healthier hair in no time.
Oh, that sounds great. I am like a hair fanatic, so I can't wait to do that. Eventually, I will rinse this mask out of my hair, maybe tomorrow. I'm getting kind of lazy at this point. It does bring out the curl, I have to admit. All right, David. Well, we always have so much fun here on Radio MD Beauty Inside Out. I am Lisa Davis with the wonderful and very handsome and sweet David Pollack. Again, this is Beauty Inside Out, Radio MD. Everybody stay well and make sure to take care of that gorgeous hair.